Teachers are being held increasingly accountable for how their students perform, but the thing is, they often don't have much say in how their schools operate. Into that divide has stepped a growing number of so-called teacher-led schools, which reporter Matt Collette says hand the decision-making authority directly to the teachers.
With a couple of minutes to spare before his next class starts, science teacher Yaakov Levy is booking a field trip.
Hi, National Parks. How are you?
Levy's looking to get his students out of the classroom to learn about New York's water systems. What are you looking to do? The parks worker asks.
Honestly, wherever's going to get them dirtiest and muddiest.
Levy doesn't need anyone's permission to book this trip. He works at Renaissance Charter in Jackson Heights, Queens. Teachers there have direct authority over a wide range of issues, from booking field trips and scheduling professional development to deciding who gets hired and how teachers should be evaluated.
This school is totally 1 gajillion percent run, not totally, 99% run by the teachers, and the model is to give the teachers a tremendous amount of input in everything.
It's a little messy, I will add.
That's Principal Stacy Gautier, and she says it's that messiness that makes her school an innovative and responsive one.
And I think ultimately people understand that to have something that's truly democratic, there's no way for it not to be messy. So it would be a lot easier structurally if I just made all the decisions and said, this is what it is, here's my policy, live by it.
The number of teacher-led schools has been growing in recent years, with close to 70 operating in the country. There are at least three here in New York City with similar models, including Amber Charter in East Harlem and Professional Prep in Brooklyn. Hallie Potter is a fellow at the Century Foundation. She says teacher-led schools usually have significantly higher retention rates than both traditional public schools and charters, which tend to see the highest turnover.
Just having a model where teachers are given the authority to make some decisions in their classroom, to use their expertise to figure out what the best methods are to reach their kids, is a really important way to make good teachers want to stay at a school.
At Renaissance Charter, a lot of teachers, most of them in their late 20s and early 30s, say they plan to stay at the school until they retire. Dan Finelli is in his seventh year at Renaissance. He spends about half his time teaching earth science.
So we ask you that you just return everything, okay? And then close up your binders, push in your chairs, and have an excellent Friday.
And when those classes end, he works as a faculty liaison to the senior management team. Last year, he introduced a new peer evaluation system for the Renaissance Science faculty. It has teachers film their lessons and then present the tape for feedback. A week later, the same teacher returns with a new lesson and hopefully real progress.
And my thought was that if we pilot it in the science department and show how successful this can be, then we can share it with the entire school and then they can follow suit if that's something that they're interested in.
The department-wide pilot went well, so Finelli pitched the idea to the whole faculty at a year-end meeting. He described the new program and asked,
is this something that you guys would be interested in? I kind of presented it to them and everybody seemed on board. Everybody wanted to try it. It seemed like a good idea.
This fall, Finelli is working to get the whole school on board with video assessments. He's optimistic, but success isn't guaranteed. At a teacher-led school like Renaissance, every single teacher has a say in most decisions, and that can slow things down. For WNYC, I'm Matt Collette.
Matt Collette is a fellow for the Teacher Project, an education reporting initiative at Columbia's Graduate School of Journalism, dedicated to covering the issues facing America's teachers.